I will show here how you can easily install Tasmota on a device with ESP8266/ESP8285 or ESP32 via a web installer available on Chrome, Opera, and Edge browsers. The described method is much more convenient than the manual installation via ESP Tool Pi, but it still requires connecting the USB to UART converter to the system, power supply, and shorting IO0 to ground. Here I will present the installation process step by step so that any beginner can handle it. The goal of the game will, of course, be to free the smart device from the cloud, from the manufacturer's servers, and gain full control over it, as well as pairing it with Home Assistant. But here I will only discuss Tasmota uploading itself. So that's the first step. Hardware connection. I assume that we have already dismantled the device and verified that it is based on a supported chip from the ESP family. For programming, a USB to UART converter with 3.3 volts logic levels is enough. I personally use the cheapest versions where the voltage is selected with a jumper. In addition, you need a solid 3.3 volt source with good current efficiency, because this 3.3 volts pin from this converter is not suitable for this application. You can use e.g. 5 volts from USB and power the 3.3 volts LDO regulator. I sometimes use TC1264, but the AMS1117 3.3 volts is more popular. Okay, if the board has AMS1117 3.3 volts or another LDO or step-down converter, you can connect 5 volts to its input so that its output is 3.3 volts for the Wi-Fi system. It will come out the same. In addition, you need to short IO0 to ground. It must be at ground level during ESP boot to start bootloader mode. RST, I don't even solder. Here is an example of a board with signals for programming, already whitened. Not every device has these signals output. Sometimes you have to search and combine. Connect the RX from the converter to the TX of the device, and the TX from the converter to the RX of the device. Attention, of course, all operations are performed with the system disconnected from the mains. And this is my whole programming layout. During programming, I do not operate reset. Just to enter the bootloader mode, I first short GPIO0 to ground and then disconnect the power supply for a moment. To boot normally, I disconnect the power, open the GPIO0, and reconnect the power. For details, refer to the ESP catalog note. Important: backup, ESP Tool Pi. I haven't seen this online tool able to make a backup. So for the record, for security's sake, this is how you can dump the ESP via ESP Tool Pi. ESP Tool Pi requires Python, although it can also be bundled together with the Arduino ESP package. This is the command for the batch size of 4 megabytes. Depending on the device, you may need to change this size. Backup is not mandatory, but I highly recommend you always do it. This will allow you to return to the manufacturer's software if necessary. Installation via tasmota.github.io/install. Open the installation page. We are greeted by this view. If our browser does not support serial port, we will see something like this. Screenshot from Firefox. Thanks for pointing out RB401. Select the desired batch version from the list. Here I chose the version for Sonoth NS panel because I just flashed it, but you should choose what interests you. Next, a COM port selection window will appear. Must select a virtual COM port from our USB to UART converter. As a rule, there is only one. No problem. If the port does not appear, it is worth e.g. checking if something has taken it, e.g. the Cura program, popular among 3D printer users at one time, automatically occupied the COM port for some incomprehensible reason. We confirm. The erase option can erase all memory before uploading a new batch. We confirm. Now the installation will start. The USB to UART converter is working. It cannot be disconnected now. We wait patiently. Now the main installation process is underway. It will take up to a few minutes. Then we are still waiting for the finalization of the process. Ready. success. In case of need, we can quickly upload the batch again to another device. Now you need